So the work we did at Cornell was in the Ketterings lab in the Nutrient Management SPEAR program. So there's excuse me, ongoing work in the Chesapeake Bay region in the northeast U.S. to try and refine and harmonize phosphorus indices. Phosphorus indices are tools that rank the relative risk of phosphorus loss from a field, and then give a fertilizer manure recommendation or cap. Each state within the Chesapeake Bay across the U.S. has their own soil test, has their own crop recommendations based on that soil test, so have different phosphorus indices. I mean, slightly different. So, for example, in New York, the phosphorus index has a manure application cutoff at a Morgan soil test level of 40, where the transport risk is high. In Pennsylvania, on the soil test Malik 3, when your level is 200, then you have to run the index. That they call that a screening tool. So that raises the question: how do we work together to try and improve water quality in the Chesapeake Bay through these tools, these phosphorus indices? So you can't just go directly between Morgan and Malik, because it's not a simple linear relationship. It's in fact much more complicated. So, for example, if you look at that that screening to a level of 200, that equates to anywhere between 40 and 60 on the Morgan scale. So there's a pretty big range there. So in 2002, Dr. Ketterings published some conversion equations, which really improved that relationship. The best conversion equation used aluminum, calcium, and pH. But it's still a one-way conversion because of the chemistries of those different soil tests, where Malik has a quite intensive chemistry compared to Morgan. So we still need a way to go between to unite the indices and the soil tests. So we thought about the EPA document that came out in 2010, which set soil phosphorus saturation percentages of 20. I'm going to just try and say PSAT instead of all of that, as a manure and fertilizer application cutoff for federal land across the U.S. So that, in some senses, inspired the work in this paper, where we tried to correlate the PSAT with the soil test levels for Morgan and Malik. And we tried to see what the implications of those correlations would be on P application cutoffs. So we took soils from across New York State, 83. We measured phosphorus, calcium, aluminum, iron on both soil tests in a number of labs to try and make sure that we incorporated variation that would exist between labs. Although the figures I present today are only from the Cornell lab for Morgan and Dairy 1 for Malik 3, that's a lab in Ithaca, New York. So these are the soil characteristics. To highlight that these are not, we really tried to get a wide range of P levels in the soil. So this is not, let's say, agronomically representative. We wanted to make sure we had high P soils in there. So you can see that, I hope. In the phosphorus line, therefore, so for both Morgan and for Malik 3, the P levels were above the cutoff or the screening tool, so the average P is really quite high. Mostly calcareous soil, so there's a lot of calcium there as well, although those levels were quite variable. So we went to the literature and we picked out these three PSAT calculation methods. One using aluminum, one using aluminum and iron, one using calcium. And so we calculated, we correlated the soil test levels with those PSAT calculation percentages for the muck soil, so those are organic soils, for mineral soils, and we also broke it down by pH, although The plots I'll show in a minute are for mineral soils, and only on the next slide for the organic soils. So these are the correlations. These are, you can see the soil test levels on the vertical and the PSAT percentages on the horizontal for muck and mineral soil. So two things you can take away from these plots are that the PSAT calculation methods had different equations, they have different slopes, and there's a pretty big difference between those correlations, the slopes for the muck soils and for the mineral soils. So to try and decide which of these calculation methods we could carry forward, we did this simple selection of looking at the R-squared values. So for both the muck soils and the mineral soils, for both soil tests, Morgan and Malik 3, the PSAT calculation method with aluminum and iron had the best R-squared. So the following plots are based on that equation. So to try and look at the implications of the work, we calculated what I'm calling equivalent cutoffs. So what I did was I took the 200 malic in the phosphorus index and the 40 in the Morgan, and I went over to that linear equation and I went down to the PSAT. So when I say PSAT equivalent, that's what I mean. And I did the same thing just to try and evaluate these and to go through the full thought experiment. I did the same thing with a 20% PSAT number. What would be the Morgan or malic equivalent of that PSAT percentage? So these are PSAT equivalent cutoffs. So what would the 40 Morgan look like as a PSAT percentage? This is one lab. The plot is for one lab. The percentages range from 17 to 20, an average of 19. So just below that 20. Pretty close. For Malik 3, on the other hand, the PSAT equivalent was just above 20, so at 22. The next plot I'm going to draw some more conclusions with. So these are the Morgan and Malik 3 equivalent cutoffs. So if we can imagine, let's say this 20% PSAT idea was applied across New York State and Pennsylvania. What would that equivalent cutoff be on those soil tests from those states? So the 20% PSAT equated on the Morgan scale ended up being an average of 48 milligrams per kilogram Morgan. Those are the ranges I present in the plot there. Here. So that means that would be a more lenient cutoff. So more fields in New York would be allowed to apply manure if that 20% happened to be applied there. The opposite is true for Malik 3, where the Malik 3 equivalent cutoff of 20% PSAT was slightly lower than 200 in the PI. So more fields in Pennsylvania would have to run the index if this thought experiment was followed through. So just to sum up quickly, correlations for the muck soils were also quite good, as they were for mineral soils, but as you saw, those slopes of those equations were pretty different. So the equivalent cutoffs are also pretty different. When you had calcium in the equation, there's a lot of calcium. There was a pretty big variation between the numbers, especially for Morgan, and that really changed the equivalent numbers. There was a subtle pH effect, though I didn't explore it here. So the conclusion that we are taking in the paper is that you can use aluminum and iron in your PSAT equation to derive equivalent cutoffs between the soil test systems in Pennsylvania and in New York as part of these assessments of phosphorus indices within the Chesapeake Bay, but that probably you need to have different equations for muck soils and for mineral soils. So just quickly to acknowledge the consulting service that took the took the soil samples for us, the contribution of the late Colleen Daly, and of course the funding agency. Thank you.
We have good 3 minutes for questions, comments, and suggestions for Stephen.
Yeah.
Good.
Ivan.
Yeah. Just a quick question. So, within each state, would they use the different method of calculating the PSAT, or is there going to be a standardized PSAT method?
So, the question is there going to be a standardized PSAT method for within all the states or for each state?
Or whatever.
Or whatever. Well, I think that decision is probably above my pay grade. That was the answer I... So I guess that, in a sense, gets at what we were trying to do here. We were trying to say that... So we took this example of the New York soils and said... just took the number from Pennsylvania and said that this equation appears to work for the different soil tests on a wide range of P levels. So I guess, in a sense, maybe we're trying to get the ball rolling. If I can...
I mean, just, there are a few lines up with different numbers.
Sure.
Yeah. And then just one quick follow-up. What would be the agronomic cutoff on the margin and mainly? So the agronomic rate would stop making or anything?
So in New York, it would be, it's 40 pounds an acre, so 20 milligrams per kilogram. You mean the equivalent number?
Yeah,
I didn't actually. Oh, so that would be where you start to recommend phosphorus addition.
Yeah,
right. I think that's 4 milligrams per kilogram, 4.5 in New York. So between 4.5. Well,
so the P and X isn't being calculated until you're well past
every regulated field in New York has a P and X independent of soil test.
So that's different in Pennsylvania, right, Doug?
We still have time for questions, comments, and suggestions.
Thanks.
So, if there is no question, I would like to thank you, Stephen, for your excellent presentation and interaction.